Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply self-defense. Self-defense. Think about all the things that we've got in line to defend ourselves with. You can take self-defense classes that will teach you karate, kung fu, mixed martial arts, boxing, wrestling, you name it. We even have weapons that are designed for our self-defense. Many ladies carry in their purses mace or tasers or some other type, and even some guns or other types of weapons to make sure that if they are attacked, they know how to properly defend themselves. They have an entire industry now, the self-defense industry, which is designed to do nothing but teach people how to defend themselves. Now, in business, self-defense is also important. However, we've got to know what it is we are defending. If you ask a business owner, an entrepreneur, someone who is running their own show, what is it that they must defend every day? You'll get answers across the board, from the bottom line to market share to policies and procedures. However, what we are defending every day is far more important than that. I am convinced that only those who learn the art of self-defense will exceed and excel in advance in this business world. Let's outline in the SELF acronym the four key components that we must defend vigorously every single day in order to excel in advance. That S in our SELF acronym reminds us that we must defend our sight. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must defend our sight. Now, when I say sight, let's not confuse it. I don't mean eyesight, but insight. In other words, the vision you have on the inside, the way that you see yourself must be defended at all times. I've told you before that Henry Ford filed bankruptcy 2 times. He was flat broke twice before building one of the greatest automotive companies ever known to man. Why could he go through that and still come out on top? Because he never lost his sight. He saw himself as a cutting edge innovator. He saw himself as a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company. The question is, my friends, how do you see yourself? We must defend our sight even against our eyesight, because there are many things that we see with our natural eyes that contradict what we see on the inside of us. And if we see that vision clearly enough of who we are, it's very difficult for things on the outside to shake that vision. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to defend your sight. We're going to talk about the what today. We'll talk about the how in the next lesson. Today, it's important to know that first and foremost, we're defending our sight, the vision we have of success and significance, of substance and style, the way that we see ourselves, not in the mirror, but the way that we see ourselves in our mind's eye, to say, I can be everything I desire. That E tells us that we're also defending our enthusiasm. Defending our enthusiasm. Let me ask you, my friends, what is it that can make you stop smiling, stop laughing, stop enjoying who you are and what you do? I submit to you that the most contagious attribute of all mankind is enthusiasm. In fact, nothing angers our enemies quite like enthusiasm. If you want to know whether someone is with you or not, maintain enthusiasm. Those who are with you will pat you on the back and celebrate with you and rejoice with you. Those who are not will slowly fade off into the sunset. I'm familiar with that, because if you can maintain enthusiasm, no matter what, it's worth defending, because enthusiasm shows the world that you believe in your mission. That not only that you believe in it, but that you're excited about it. It's great to be able to have a pep in your step and that bounce in your stride to say, I believe. What is it that you know is challenging your enthusiasm? I say to you, my friends, that it's important to be defended at all costs. The L in our SELF acronym is we must defend our legacy. Legacy is simply what we leave behind. And I always say that what we leave behind is far more important than what we accumulate. Yes, my friends, there is something that we're looking to leave behind. Often when we think about leaving behind, we think of future generations. We think of people that come many, many years after us. I challenge you that, yes, although that is accurate, I want you to expand that and think of it in this way. Every day, we have something that we can leave behind, somebody we can influence, someone we can impact and empower. Every day, there is a way that we can help somebody get a little bit better than they were before. I don't just mean giving a dollar to the guy on the side of the highway that has a sign up that says we'll work for food. No, I mean what impart into someone that came directly from us, that's been sitting on the inside of us, that is no use for us to just store all of it. We should give it away. I challenge you, my friends, to examine your daily legacy. What is it that you leave behind every day? Whether you have children or not, or whether you've got a big family or not, none of those things impact your ability to leave behind a daily legacy. You'll be challenged every day to not leave anything behind, to not pour anything into anybody else, to not have anyone on your mind that you can uplift, encourage, motivate, or inspire. I challenge you, my friend, to resist and defend your legacy so powerfully that you make sure that every day somebody is blessed because of you. Finally, my friends, that thing that we are defending, that F in our self acronym, reminds us of the importance of defending our fire. Yes, that burning drive you have to succeed in advance must be vigorously defended. You know that it's in you. You remember how it was when you first started your new enterprise. You were excited. You told all your friends and family. You were on the phones. You were making the calls. You were sending the emails. And then over time, your fire may have waned. It may have gone from a five-alarm blaze to only a flickering candle. My friends and neighbors, we must defend that fire. What is it? I always say fire is a combination of our faith, our innovation, our repetition, and our empowerment. That those four things make up our fire, and those four things should be actively defended. Don't let anyone take your fire. Don't let anyone douse your flame. Don't let anybody come in and tell you what can't do. And more importantly, don't buy into it. Keep the fire burning on the inside. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.